Shitty song of the year. The most retarded time is here. The worst songs we've heard. Well, they're so absurd. The time is here. Shitty song of the year.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me, as always, is Red. How's it going, bud?
What's going on, dude?
And we got Teresa with us as well. Teresa, welcome.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited for tonight.
We're finally here. It's Shitty Song of the Year, guys.
Yay! I'm
fucking stoked, Brandon. I can't wait to get this started.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, the moment that we've been waiting for since the beginning of the year.
Diarrhea, guys.
That was diarrhea.
That was diarrhea. Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. It sounded very vomity. Ooh, I'm sorry. Continue.
God damn. Well, I've been looking forward to this ever since I first brought 10 Masked Men in January and made Red furious with it.
Oh yeah. But see, we're here now at the end, and guess who's not here, Brandon?
I know. I tried.
I know.
They fought valiantly.
Cover songs don't belong in Shitty Song of the Year.
That's right.
He's a purist.
Little bit.
That's it.
I guess.
I think it's because it had like a grunt in it. Like it kind of, you know, that's what I was hearing. I'm sorry.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Is there any way you can isolate that and just play that again? No.
I can add it in
we
post.
We don't have it.
It's going to haunt me all night, Brandon, that sound.
Well, I'm sorry about that. If you couldn't tell, we got Mike joining us to
Hi,
start
guys.
Things off. Mike, how you doing?
I'm okay.
He's troubled, Brandon. He's troubled.
Did you hear that, Brad? It sounded really weird.
I did. It sounded really wet. It is an absolute turd. It's diarrhea for sure.
Do you think that he went through like a whole bunch of ones to pick that one?
You know, I think Adam has a
he's got a soundboard, like a collection.
Right. Yeah, he has an archive of bodily noises and he just picks and chooses at will when he needs them, I think.
It All needs right. to be perfect. It's Shitty Song of the Year.
I thought he did good.
Yeah. All right, so
anyway,
now that that's out of the way, yeah,
we got a packed house with us tonight. We got three special guest judges joining us. Mike is going to help us start things off, as you can see, but throughout this competition we will move on and introduce the other two.
There are two other judges standing backstage right now waiting for their turn, so up first to help us judge this gauntlet of bullshit is Mike from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Podcast. Brandon, if you would like to get this started.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot to go through. I feel like we're wasting time here.
We've got a very long night ahead of us here, so let's get into it. So as always, we do this the same way that we do every year. We assign each of these songs a random number. We put it through the number generator, so the first round is going to be generated for us. Now, because there's four of us on mic, I'm going to be the master of ceremonies in this, where my vote's not going to count. So it's just going to be Red, Teresa's, and the guest judge that comes on. So it's the same way that we did this last year.
Right. But there is a specific rule that you're not mentioning yet, Brandon. That is your special veto power that can only be used in the first round, in the first elimination round. And that's it. So, at any point you can overturn the outcome of any matchup, right?
Yeah. I don't get a vote in this first round at all, but if for any reason I don't agree with the outcome of it and I want to change things up, I get the opportunity to do that one time.
Hell yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, last year Brandon had the veto and didn't use it.
Correct.
That's right.
Correct.
So he'd have to feel very passionate.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, he didn't use it last year because me representing shitty song of the week, I've made good choices, so he didn't have to use it.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Let's just hope he didn't. Well, I'm the only. I was the only other representative of Shitty Song of the Week. So if I made good choices, he didn't have to use it. That's all I'm saying. True. So hopefully he won't have to use it again this year, but we'll see. Brandon, who's first?
All right. So our first matchup is going to be between 10 and 11.
Ooh. So 10 is going to be Falling in Reverse, Game Over, going against R. Kelly, Gotham City.
Damn, ooh. Starting out strong right away.
Yes.
Holy shit.
All right, so let me get Falling in Reverse, Game Over started. I'm just trying to keep from dying.
So the meaning of life is just keeping score?
Essentially, yeah.
So that sucks, but compared to other Falling in Reverse songs, it's better than other Falling. Like, of the Falling in Reverse songs that suck, that one sucks less than other Falling in Reverse songs.
See, I disagree. I think it's the clip that we heard. That was what made that a little more palatable, because that beginning of that song where his pitch just goes all over the place. My life is like a video game. Yeah. Like, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it still sucks, and I think it beats R. Kelly, but it wouldn't beat another Falling in Reverse song.
Eh, okay. Well, why don't we play R. Kelly and see?
Yeah. A city of justice. A city of love, a city of peace for every one of us. We all need it, can't live without it. A Gotham City, oh yeah. The guy's done some terrible things, Teresa.
That's a fucking bop.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's better than the Falling in Reverse song. It's better than the Falling in Reverse song. No, it wasn't. That was the George Clooney Batman.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the George Clooney one.
Yeah.
The one where the bat suit had nipples.
It had Jewel on it. You remember fucking Jewel? Where's she?
Yeah.
I don't know, in Alaska in her van or something.
I'm gonna go Falling in Reverse.
I'm going with Falling in Reverse too. That one, obviously. That song's atrocious.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm glad I could help, guys.
Thanks for joining us, Michael.
What was the name of that song?
Falling in Reverse, Game Over.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so unforgettable. All right, what's next?
All right, our next match is going to be
right. Falling in Reverse is flying, right?
I think we went through this on the episode. I think it's just getting up off the floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it just standing up?
Yeah. All right. What's next?
All right. Next up is going to be 15 and 9.
Okay. So 15 is Fall Out Boy, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Damn.
Wow.
Going against Michael Jackson, Earth Song.
Oh, okay, come on.
This is rigged already. This is rigged.
For continuity, we should listen to at least one clip. Santana, Arab Spring, LA riots, Rodney King, deepfakes, earthquakes, Iceland volcano, Oklahoma City bomb, Kurt Cobain, Pokemon, Tiger Woods, MySpace, Monsanto, GMO. Michael Jackson dies, nuclear accident, Fukushima, Japan, Crimea Peninsula, Cambridge Analytica, Kim Jong-un, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. Wow, did he even, that clip even references Michael Jackson. How weird is that? Ooh. All right. So next,
what about rhinos?
Michael Jackson, Earth
what about
Song.
Birds?
I used to dream. I used to glance beyond the stars.
Oh, come on, you can't walk along
with that.
What about Ray Liotta?
I call shenanigans already. You're picking clips of Michael Jackson just being Michael Jackson, not why the song is bad.
I can play the second clip if you want.
He literally, for 6.5 minutes, that man literally cries to you about, like, what about random things on Earth and what about sadness and depression. And you just play a clip of Michael Jackson going, ooh.
Okay.
What about magnets?
I demand it. I don't think it's going to go on, but I demand a second clip.
Okay, we're going to play the second clip, god damn it.
Shenanigans. Thanks.
There, you happy now?
This one isn't even close, Brandon.
No, it's not. But I wanted it to be a little more fair than that.
Well, I'm glad we played the second Michael Jackson clip. But
wait a minute. What do you mean it's not even close? You guys are talking about Fall Out Boy going on, right?
Yeah.
That Fall Out Boy song is a fucking train wreck, Red. He rhymed George Floyd with Metroid. Can't do that. They should have found them and hit them with bats. She said, no, Fall Out Boy, you can't do that. That's a bad rhyme. Think about what you're doing.
I gotta say, he's right. That, I mean, for one, the Fall Out Boy song, it doesn't even go in order timeline wise like the original song. So if you're gonna make a sequel to the original, at least follow the same song structure. And I'm sorry. The Michael Jackson song is kind of a bop. I like it.
That's crazy. But I do agree that it's better than the Fall Out Boy song.
The Michael Jackson song is like 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And can we agree that like 3 or 4 minutes of it is good?
Yeah.
No?
So still a complete whole song. Yeah.
Yeah, like, but then he has a lot of crying and a lot of talking about elephants.
And the video
there's
shows
still 3 or 4 minutes of him just like yelling his Michael Jackson stuff, which is pretty great.
Why are we still talking about this? I guess Fall Out Boy is going to move on, I guess, right?
I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want these to be fair, damn it.
I agree. I think Falling In or Fall Out Boy.
Falling In Reverse, they suck too, Teresa. You're right. Falling In Reverse and Fall Out Boy, both bad.
There's too much falling.
Yeah,
way too much falling.
I'm concerned about people's safety. Okay. See you later, Michael.
Okay. So the next one is going to be 18 and 13.
Okay. 18 is going to be Tommy Lee, Demon Bitches, going against Corey Feldman, Comeback King. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck?
Oh, okay. No, this one's meaty here. This is a good one.
This is an interesting matchup.
No, it's not.
All right. So let's go with Tommy Lee, Demon Bitches first.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Brooke Candy. They try to kill me, I multiply. Real demon bitches, we don't die. They try to kill me, I multiply. Real demon bitches, we don't die. I knock your teeth out, I fuck up your guts. Until you bleed out, I make you up chuck. Crack in your skull, I burn down your church. You split up my throat, but it didn't hurt. Right to this pussy, roar to my cock. For your soul, give me.
I didn't like that at all.
It's a lot of noise.
It is a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Brooke Candy comes in rough.
And no Tommy Lee whatsoever.
No Tommy Lee.
None.
Okay. Next.
Not one little even smidgen of Tommy Lee.
He produced it.
He's there in spirit, guys.
He is.
He produced it.
You heard Pat Oates' argument. It was a valid argument. Okay, so next up is Corey Feldman, Comeback King.
I'm the comeback, comeback king. Comeback king. I am missing nothing. If you're going to swing, you better make it sting. Cause I'm the comeback king. I'm the comeback, comeback king. Comeback king. You know what I mean. When I'm gone, it's end of scene. Like a blank screen, you can never count me out.
See, I know what I'm voting for, but I want to know what you guys think.
You already know what I think.
If you take aside the whole like Tommy Lee's not or is not a part of it. Let's just get rid of that whole fucking thing.
Okay.
What do you think of the song as is?
Well, Moon Bounce and Brooke Candy suck.
Yeah.
But I can't speak on Tommy Lee because he's not on the motherfucker. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. This isn't a Brooke Candy Moon Bounce song. This is a Tommy Lee song.
It's pretty bad, the Corey Feldman. So I know you guys like Corey Feldman, but that's...
Oh, no, Comeback King is not good.
Yeah, it's not as bad as the quote-unquote Tommy Lee bullshit, but... This isn't about a Brooke Candy Moon Bounce song against fucking Corey Feldman.
He didn't really come back. He's not the comeback king. There's certainly examples of people who came back better than Corey Feldman did. So it's not even true.
It's still not as production bad. It's not even as bad as the Brooke Candy Moon Bounce song.
So are you then in favor of Demon Bitches moving on? I know it pains you, but arguably it's worse than because like there's so much going on in the.
Do you have another clip of Demon Bitches?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me hear a little.
Yeah, let's
more
hear
of Demon. I've heard Comeback King plenty of times, and I know that sucks.
Okay, here is the second clip.
I don't wanna see the stars every time we fucking fight. I don't wanna go to bed. Keep on hustling through the night. I don't wanna rest my head. I don't trust what's in that day. Keep moving or end up. I don't wanna see the stars every time we fucking fight. I don't wanna go to bed. Keep on hustling through the night. I don't wanna rest my head.
I feel like I could get a good fuck rhythm to that and like not even notice that it's really, really bad. Like, you know, like if you were in a club, you know, rubbing your junk up against somebody, you wouldn't even notice it because it makes sense. I mean, like Corey Feldman is so off-putting, but that would just blend into everything else. So yeah, I'd go with Corey Feldman on this one, but you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Look, here it is. Okay. As bad as I don't want this Tommy Lee song to move on because it's technically not a Tommy Lee song. We're talking about Moon Bounce and fucking Brooke Candy here. Tommy Lee's not anywhere in the fucking equation.
What the fuck is Moon Bounce?
But audibly, it's way worse than the fucking Corey Feldman song. So, I mean, if I'm playing by the goddamn rules here, the Tommy Lee song moves on, in my opinion, because it's worse than the Corey Feldman song.
I agree.
But it's not Tommy Lee. Moon Bounce and fucking Brooke Candy move on, but not Tommy Lee. That's what I'm saying. I still don't think this is I'll die on that fucking hill alone. But it's audibly worse than the other fucking song, or other Corey Feldman song.
He gets an asterisk.
But I'm voting for Tommy Lee, I guess.
I don't know. I think that second clip was a little bit more of a redeeming factor for that song than the Corey Feldman one.
It sounds
Brandon,
like
you could fuck that song.
Yeah,
can't I could. Brandon fuck to it.
You just get a nice.
I'd fuck to the Comeback King, though. So, I mean.
Okay, so I'll throw it out there. Do you want me to play the last clip of Demon Bitches? If anyone's on the fence.
You're the only one left that needs to vote. Red voted, I voted.
No, I said You're Demon Bitches.
You said, okay, said, well, Demon Bitches.
No, I'm going Feldman.
You're not going anything because you're not voting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God damn it.
Veto it, Brandon. Avenge
it's too
me.
Early. It's too early, Mike. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't agree with it. I'm hoping that it will come up. I know it will come up again, and it won't make it to the end. I swear to God.
All right.
Cannot in good conscience hand a golden shitty to a man that's not even on the fucking song that he won for. Fuck. Yeah, whatever. Can we move on, please, before I get mad and walk the fuck out of here?
Okay, so Demon Bitches is moving on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right, our next match is going to be 3 versus 16.
Okay, so this is going to be Scott McKenzie, San Francisco, going against...
Oh, come on.
You said clip 16?
Yeah.
Okay, Colt Ford Hood.
This is a no fucking brainer, guys.
This is... Do we need to play the clips?
Yeah, we should. But okay. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. All right. So first up is Scott McKenzie, San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
Fucking Dr. Steve.
All right, let's see how it fares against Colt Ford Hood.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. I'ma give me a cowboy hat with this one. Colt, let's go.
I was 17 with a bag of grain I bought off a dude named Andre. Uh-huh. I'd roll it up and roll out of town, rocking anything from Wu-Tang to Conway.
Yeah, I know what this
Air
is.
Force Ones, alligator boots. Hell, you could have found me in either of the two. Just a colorblind kid caught somewhere in the middle. I don't discriminate. Hell.
This is easy.
Guys, you know in advance. That song is not going to come up once a night, and I'm not going to vote for it. Like, if I'm in there, I'm voting for that song because that song offends me. It sucks.
It's patronizing.
I hate it.
How does that offend you to your core, Mike?
That needs to be deleted from the world. We need to find a way to just delete it. I listened to Red and I just got mad.
It's a ballad to his one black friend. That's offensive. I was like,
how dare this man?
No, it's not. It's a fucking hotbed of cultural appropriation on both sides in each other's face.
Yeah. Still, it's horrible. Colt Ford moves on.
But no the fuck. Wait a minute, Teresa. Quit being so damn feisty here. Hold on a minute. What do you mean? Colt Ford don't just move on? Well, why the fuck do you think Scott McKenzie has made it all the way to the goddamn end? That says something, right? It's not here just because nobody voted for the motherfucker.
But because comparing the two, that Scott McKenzie is more listenable than the Colt Ford song from the jump. Like, that's the intro of the song. Hey, I hate it from the start.
You put a flower in your hair. Who gives a shit? That's fine. That other song, that sucks a bag of dicks, a whole bag of them, Red.
Hood is way more entertaining than San Francisco.
San Francisco is just boring.
So I'm saying, Scott McKenzie or Scott.
Wow. Okay.
Is it Scott McKenzie, right?
Yeah. Scott McKenzie.
Yeah. I'm going Scott McKenzie. I'm probably outnumbered, but that's what I'm voting for.
Did you hear that Hood song? Teresa, play him another clip of the Hood song.
I brought the song, Mike, to the show when it came up.
Heard
it. I've heard it a bunch.
Oh, okay. But you brought it because it sucks, right?
Yeah, it sucks, but not when you put it up against that slow, boring-ass Scott McKenzie song.
I kind of like
See, that. I think the slow and boring is what's working in it against it, that it's just like it's a whatever song. That the whole basis of Hood is so offensive musically and lyrically to the ears.
Yeah, it's Target music. You browse the cereal aisle.
No, it doesn't offend
your
senses. Okay, you want to know what it is? You want to know what it is? I'm going to come clean. What? I like Colt Ford.
Biased. Busted.
I'm a closeted Colt Ford fan. Oh. But it's still, I mean, I brought it because it was bad, because it's one of his worst songs. Like, that song's got Kevin Gates in it and Jermaine Dupri, you know, like token black guys, just to give some validity to Colt Ford's, you know, rap background or whatever.
I'm sick of these fucking guys being like, hey, I like rap and country. You do
Waffle House by Colt Ford is a goddamn anthem. Okay.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, I'm going Scott McKenzie. I know I'm outnumbered, but
yeah,
it's
boring. It's boring and it's not entertaining at all.
If it was against somebody else, I could see it moving on. But this, no, Colt Ford's got it in the bag. In the bag.
All right. Mike, we're going to throw you in the back room till we need you again. Going to bring somebody else in. That cool?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Mr. Magenta.
Welcome.
What's up, Mr. Magenta?
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Fucking pumped. Let's go. Let's judge some bullshit. Oh, I'm going to roast your ass spirit. Next episode, Red, about the whole Tommy Lee thing, but we're going to table that for now.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that right now.
I'm gonna keep it in my pants, so let's move on. Let's hear some shit.
All right, what's next, Brandon?
All right, our next round is gonna be 7 versus 24.
Okay, so 7 is Bowling for Soup. Hey Mario, going against Savannah Dexter and Brabo Gator. Shot Me Alive.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Okay, so let's get things going with Bowling for Soup.
Mario, get your shit together, bro. You got to know this prison isn't worth these extra lives. Just let it go. Get your sh** together, hey Mario, or you'll chase this ghost forever.
God, I hate that. It's the most offensive use of self-censoring.
But it's just pop-punky enough, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I fucking hate Bowling for Soup, though. But let me hear the other clip.
Okay, so next is Savannah Dexter and Brabo Gator, Shot Me Alive.
Taught me how to handle my temper. Used to throw shot after shot. You calming down when I'm tripping.
I remember nights we used to shoot it out. I was scared that you would leave, so I kept you around.
Showcases next to my demons. The old me's dead, and you're the reason.
This is easy.
All right. So what's worse, pandering to gun nuts or video game nerds?
Bowling for Soup sweeps it, in my opinion.
No.
I don't like pop punk. I fucking hate his voice. It is a cover, but little known fact, their big hit 1985 is technically a cover as well. So this is what they do. They just take other songs from people and cover them and put whiny, shitty emo vocals on it. Fuck Bowling for Soup. The other song's not good. I kind of like her voice, though. And production-wise, it's fine. Musically, it's okay. That guy sounds like an auto-tune retard. So that sucks, but fucking Bowling for Soup is so infuriating. Fuck them. Fuck them for trying to appropriate. Oh, Mario's coming out. Let's try and get some fucking YouTube views. Fuck you. And it failed miserably, as we found out on the last qualifier. So fuck Bowling for Soup.
So you're voting for Bowling for Soup?
Then? I think so.
No, the other one. Yeah, no fucking shit.
I'm on the fence.
This is easy. Savannah, Dexter, and Bravo Gator take this all the way home.
See, and that's where I'm having a hard time with it, because, like, I know I fought so hard in the qualifier and the loser qualifier, but there's just something more aggravating about country gun-toting love songs than the pandering pandering video game reference. Like, that's a drop in a bucket, but this is like a special kind of pandering that hasn't been done yet. And I think it's worse. I think it's worse than Bowling for Soup.
If you heard that song in the grocery store, though, you wouldn't fucking think anything of it. If you heard self-censoring Mario bullshit, you'd fucking cause a mass shooting.
True, but well, both of these songs... Anyway. Both of these songs are grocery store songs. I mean, if you really think about it, you could walk into any store and either one could be playing on the overhead. But I think just content-wise, the Savannah Dexter one is more egregious than pandering to a bunch of nerds.
I don't know. It's like, it's literally like a song about telling Mario that he doesn't need to simp over a princess. I mean, I think that's pretty fucking shitty in itself.
But it's just pop punky enough and quirky and funny and shit with the self-censoring and all that shit with the coin noises that, to me, make it a little bit more pleasant than this fucking Savannah Dexter song.
But I hate pop punk, so that does nothing for me. I mean, I think I'm losing, but is the second Mario clip going to change your mind, or are you guys dead set?
Well, you can play it if you want, but it's just going to solidify the fact that the Savannah Dexter song is way more boring than the fucking Bowling for Soup song.
Because Brandon, I've got two things to say. Pop, pop.
You can play them if you want, but I mean, it's not going to change my mind, I don't think.
I mean, if you guys are dead set, then whatever.
I mean, I can play it if you really want me to, but
but is it going to sway your vote?
No.
Well, then there we go.
All right. Then throw Bowling for Soup in the trash. They fucking beat Alice Cooper for this, and they didn't even move on. Fuck you guys.
Love you.
I'm
too,
with you, Mr. Magenta.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, what's next?
All right, next is going to be 14 going up against 8.
Okay, so it's going to be Madonna, American Life, going against Blake Shelton, Boys Round Here.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Oh, this is a no-brainer, guys.
All right, so here is Madonna.
Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star?
Guys, come on.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So here is Blake Shelton, Boys Round Here.
Yeah, the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no shit. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck.
Red.
Oh, God.
That's one of the songs that I was shocked made it this far.
I know.
Why? I was just going to say, this beat that fucking horrible Dot Dot Curves song. And if that went up against Madonna, I feel like this would be a very, very close matchup. But I mean, Madonna wins. That fucking mix is horrible. The fucking pew pew laser sounds. I mean, that's just a fucking shitty generic bro country song. If that came on a barbecue, I wouldn't, a backyard barbecue, I wouldn't fucking think anything of it. So Madonna wins. Come on. And this is like when, what year did the Madonna song come out? Is this like early 2000s when she's like, ooh, I'm going to do electronic music now?
And just yeah, I think it was like early mid 2000s that came out.
Do you guys remember she did a Bond movie theme, Die Another Day? It's got that same shitty electronic sound to it. So this was her trying to do this shit, and it's just fucking terrible and embarrassing. Madonna's my vote.
Chew tobacco spit shit is so fucking stupid.
That is the worst. That is the worst part of that song, but that's what, like 2%?
It's
come on,
the Madonna song is like fucking 5 minutes long too.
And then the chorus is full of like fake accents. She can't even stick to one accent. She keeps doing different ones.
Sorry, I hate Blake Shelton more.
Wow. Okay.
All right, well, I guess where are you going?
I'm going with Madonna. It turns into three different songs, like the electronic pew pew sounds is awful. Her accents are awful. Her rap is that's horrendous. And
please
I
please tell me you have that clipped. The fucking rap verse. You don't have to play it now, but definitely next time it comes up, please play that because it's so fucking bad.
But I think that's worse than just some typical pandery, like, ooh, we're country boys, yeehaw type shit.
I'm not voting for it, but I do like how he mentions, oh, we don't do the Dougie in Kentucky. It's like, way to fucking date your song to an exact 2 months where the Dougie was popular. What a schmuck.
Well, see, Mr. Magenta, you kind of sound like you're on the fence, though, because are you?
No, the Madonna song's worse. The chew tobacco spit and we don't do the Dougie in Kentucky. Those are the two worst parts, but it's such a small percentage of the song. Everything about the Madonna song is fucking terrible. So
I just loathe bro country. That's all.
Yeah.
I feel you. I get it. But I think Madonna's worse in this situation.
Okay.
I just hope you guys realize that you're giving Brandon more of a fucking chance to take the golden shitty home. You guys realize that, right? You are taking that into consideration, right?
I don't remember whose is whose.
That's true. I don't want him to win, but if he has the legit worst song, I'm not just going to be like, oh, I'm going to vote for Scott McKenzie because Brandon didn't bring it.
Yeah, and I know that I like the Colt Ford shit, but I don't like the bro country shit. It's completely different. Completely different. It's more of a comedic factor in the Colt Ford shit than it is the bro country
shit. Yeah, no, I get it.
But you guys did this. I just want you to know that. You guys are doing this. So moving on.
All right. Jesus Christ. Our next round is going to be 5 versus 19, Teresa.
Okay. So 5 is Core 10 Unforgotten. And you said versus 19?
Yes.
That is going to be Bruce Springsteen Human Touch.
Okay. Great. Let's get rid of this Bruce. One.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
All right, so here is Core 10 Unforgotten. Boring.
The high, even with your high metal sensibilities, you don't like it?
No, I don't like that song.
I'm shocked, actually. I thought you'd be jamming to that.
It's too Alter Bridge-y for me. All right, fair enough. So here is Bruce Springsteen, Human Touch.
Don't surrender. kindness in the face of strangers. We ain't gonna find no miracles here.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed their nap.
Bruce, yeah, what a fucking boring matchup. Where are you going, Teresa?
I'm going with Bruce, too.
Wow.
It's more, at least the Core 10 song, it has a, for all intents and purposes, a decent drum part, but it's still
what?
Not great.
What?
That's more entertaining than this snooze fest.
The guy just showboats for like 4 minutes.
I was going to say that he's the drummer from Korn, right? Like that asshole just needs to join a prog metal band and then he can do all that shit, all his fucking off time shit, and it'll be celebrated. It sucks in the nu metal song. However, I was going to, I can't let Bruce Springsteen go through. Like that song's boring. It's generic. It's not good, but it's just a shitty Bruce Springsteen song. And I think the Core 10 song is worse. It is boring, but if Bruce Springsteen lucks his way into winning again, I'm never listening to the goddamn show again. All right, that's not true. I know he's not going to win, but I mean, whatever. The Core 10 song sucks more, in my opinion, but I'm outnumbered again. I'm like 0-4 here.
Well, the Core 10 song is at least listenable. This is, it's so painfully boring. Like even for a Bruce Springsteen song, it's so boring.
That can't be the only factor that you consider with this. Like, yeah, sure, it's a snooze fest of a song, but the lyrics make more sense than the Bruce Springsteen song, and I can't believe I'm fucking saying that than the goddamn Core 10 song. Like,
at least the Core 10 song is a snooze fest too.
It really is. Like, if you're not paying attention to the drums, then it's just like a generic Stained ripoff.
Yeah, good point.
Red, your thoughts?
If I was to vote, I'd vote Core 10, but I'm not voting in this, so.
I have issues with both of these.
I just think the Bruce one is, it's just like all his other music. I don't think there's anything really special about it.
Yeah, and I'm sick of that fucking excuse.
I'm just saying
entertainment factor. Maybe not entertainment, but the tempo is fucking lazy and it's slow and it's droning and it puts me to sleep. Okay, when I hear the Cortez song,
you have five people doing five tempo. Different things.
It's a faster tempo and it sucks. And then the hype man that sounds like he's just about on the brink of shitting himself. I don't know, man.
Do we need to play?
Can we hear some more clips? Yeah, I want to hear more. Let's get some more clips. Unless everyone's set in stone, but
I'm not set in stone either way. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well let's get some more
that I don't like.
Okay, so here is the second clip for Core 10.
I forgot about one nation under love. Oh, that just solidified my vote, but play the next clip.
All right, so here's the second clip of Bruce Springsteen.
I'm looking for prayers of pity. I ain't coming around searching for a crush. I just want someone to talk to and a little of that human touch. Just a little of that human touch.
All right, Red, I'm going Pat Oates logic on this. If you hear Bruce Springsteen in a bar with a bunch of old timers having some whiskey, you wouldn't think anything of it. If fucking Core 10 comes on with the shitty off-time drums and the One Nation Under Love, you're stabbing the bartender.
That's a good point.
You know what's funny? I was getting ready to pull that same scenario. I was going to do the bar test. If I'm at a bar and I'm, you know, chilling, having a drink with friends and the boss comes on, it's just background music.
Yeah, exactly.
But if Core 10 comes on, that's going to catch my ear and go, what the fuck is this playing in the bar right now?
Dude, maybe, I'm from fucking Jersey. I just learned to tune the boss out, because if I say, oh, this sucks at a bar, I'm probably getting into a fight. But the Core 10 song is way worse in that scenario.
Yeah, dude, the bar test. Yeah, it's definitely Core 10. It absolutely is Core 10.
I'd hate to agree, but yeah, putting it to the bar test that it is Bruce Springsteen, as boring as it is, because even with that second clip, like the chorus,
it's background music.
Yeah, it is. Noise. It's grocery store background music.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And seriously, like, everyone can breathe easy. Bruce isn't going to fucking weasel his way into the wind again. So let's get him the fuck out of here.
What was the name of the Core 10 song again?
Unforgotten.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Oh, well.
What's next, Brandon? What's next?
All right. Next up, we got two going up against 21.
Okay. So two is Snoop Dogg, Crip Ya Enthusiasm. And you said 21?
Yep.
Yeah.
Going against DaBaby Anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
All two right. aspiring rappers, huh?
Yeah.
Aspiring rappers.
All right. So first up is Snoop Dogg, Crip Ya Enthusiasm.
It's me, Larry Dog. Pen and paper, money maker, let the beat ride. Let me put you up on this nigga from the east side. This nigga born ready, serve a nigga ether with the pen off the head. This nigga flow is dead.
Where we at?
Right here, Snoop Dogg, I'm with the G-Chap. Play something, let me fuck you up just with this freestyle.
All right. And next up is DaBaby Anymore.
She left me, she regretted I'm that nigga. We all on drink loaded with loaded guns with us. I drop a bag on your head before I drop my pistol. This for my granny and my mama, my big sister. Ooh, I ain't the same nigga I used to be. They say I'm mature. Then when I still popping these pills, she said, baby, I don't know you anymore. Anymore. Anymore.
This is a no-brainer again.
Can I just say that Snoop Dogg blew a fucking golden opportunity by not getting Larry David to rap on that song?
Yes, he absolutely did.
Because if that happened, the entertainment value would have been through the roof. You know, the chorus in the Crip Ya Enthusiasm song, which isn't in that clip, is really annoying and bad. But honestly, when I hear the verse, like, I don't hate it that much. The beat's weird, but he's got a good flow. And the DaBaby song, there's just nothing to that DaBaby song. It's just a slow, shitty guitar and him whining about how he's retarded and everybody hates him.
Well, I mean, Snoop is renowned for his rapping. I mean, he's a fucking legend in the, you know, in the rap game or whatever. And when you put Snoop vocals, rapping, whatever you want to call it, over the Crip Ya Enthusiasm, the Larry David theme thing, it sounds circusy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it throws me off because that's not what Snoop's supposed to be rapping over or whatever, but it's still not as bad as the DaBaby shit. That dude's barely opening his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bad beat, but it's still a good rapper.
Well, and even compare the highs that Snoop can be fucking out of his gourd stoned and he can flow. He can open his mouth. He can enunciate. This fucking retard that he's drinking lean and it.
Hey, did you know that Snoop quit smoking recently?
Wasn't that like a marketing thing?
Yeah, it was some bullshit smokeless fire pit thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know this has come up before. I guess what it's the blue pants argument. I think you could argue that the DaBaby song is barely a song.
No,
but I mean, it is. It's basically it's two things. It's the guitar. Oh, three things: the guitar, the typewriter, and him mumbling. But no, it's still worse than the Snoop Dogg song.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't give it the blue pants card or anything like that. I mean, it has verses and shit. He just doesn't speak them properly.
Yeah,
so
I think I think there's worse songs than that because of how lazy and nothing of a song it is, but it's still worse than Snoop Dogg. So D-Baby gets my vote.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. So I believe that's unanimous. All right.
Is that the first time that's happened? At least with me. It's been pretty contentious.
Right. All right, Mr. Magenta. We'll see in just a little bit. We're going to bring Jody in here and see what he's got to say about some of this shit.
All right. Sounds good.
Later.
What's going on, you motherfuckers?
What?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. What are y'all doing?
Just hanging out. Some shitty music.
Yeah, going through some shitty music.
Excellent. How's it going so far?
Just getting up in here the whole time.
Dun, right. Dun, dun.
Yeah, we told everybody y'all were backstage hanging out. So, yeah, it's been weird, man. Like, I'm not sure about some of these matchups. I'm going to say it out loud.
Some close calls. Listen.
Some of these matchups are weird, man.
Red, that's the whole point of this fucking, this tournament set up the way that it is. It's all about the matchup because there's no other way to make it fair. You've got to be able to get in there and mix it up and objectively look at the song and put your fucking biases aside. Like, yeah, just because you like Colt Ford or you hate fucking Blake Shelton, it's one of those things where you have to look at the song and go, which one of these things would I listen to again? Mike's on the same fucking train as me. Which one would I make sweet love to? There's all kinds of deciding factors for these songs. So I'm glad you guys are taking a moment to try to really hammer it out.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem to be hammered out like that. It's just they're one-sided or something. I don't know. It's just weird matchups tonight.
I've been sitting on the sideline here. I've had a couple real close calls. You guys are doing great.
Nah,
these are tough decisions, and it's all bad. That's the fucked up thing is at the end of the day, like from start to finish, you're just eating a turd, and we're like halfway through the turd now.
You know how this goes too. Like once the first round's over, that's when things start to get really.
Yeah, this
intense.
Was the easy part is getting rid of the little nuggets and shit like that. We've still got the big piece of shit to chew into, which is like the final four and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of these I don't agree with, but it's fine.
That's fine. Hey, shake them off, baby. We're not even to the hard part yet.
Yeah. It's cool, man. It's cool.
I gotta say whatever Red says first, I'm against it. Let's do this.
He's keeping it spicy right out the gate.
I'll make Teresa break the fucking tie. Let's go.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with that. The matchups just seem to be a little off tonight. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I would have put Corey Feldman through. I don't remember if he won or not, but I fucking hate that Corey Feldman song. And every time I hear it, I want to stab him.
Nope, Corey didn't make it.
All right, well, Brandon, what's next, buddy?
Let's see what's next here. We got 22 going up against 1.
Give me a Corey Feldman song. I'm going to tear his ass up. Let's go.
22 is Billy Bob Thornton, Angelina, going against Shania Twain, Giddy Up.
Oh, this is funny.
A fairly even match, I think.
It's a couple country songs going head to head. That's nice.
All right, so first up is Billy Bob.
I walked into an elevator, and you walked into a wall. You said you wanted to be with me. I never dreamed I'd have it all. But something changed that day inside me.
All right, so here is Shania Twain with Giddy Up.
Up and you giddy up, giddy, giddy up. Up and you giddy up. Drunk in the city, got a lady in the cup. Up and you giddy up. When it gets tough, gotta get a little love. So up and you giddy up. Gotta make it happen cause it feels so good. Singing in the mirror like it's Hollywood. Light is getting shorter, gotta drink.
God, that's annoying.
Yeah, it gets harder. This is a tough one for me. Because, like, the Billy Bob Thornton song, right? It sucks. And it's Billy Bob Thornton. There's a double whammy of just kind of cringe with that whole situation. But then, like, Shania Twain should have retired 10 years ago. Like, I love Shania Twain. I would still definitely bang her. I still listen to her music. Shania Twain is A-okay in my book, but I don't think this one was it. And that's why it's not on the radio. I would have heard this song more than just on this show if it hadn't sucked so much.
It's weird to hear a woman that age trying to be relevant by using phrases like getting like Liddy in the cup and shit, like trying to sound like it, using young hip slang to relate to youth and shit. It's fucking stupid.
And she's Canadian. Stop cultural appropriating my goddamn country, Shania Twain, you cunt.
Oh, man.
You got any input? We don't have to guess right now. Like, we could listen to another piece if you need to. Like, I'm curious where y'all are at, because
I mean,
this is pretty close for me at the moment. I could be swayed either way.
Yeah,
I kind of like the Billy Bob song a little bit. Like, it's grown on me since we've been listening to it the last few times. I mean, it's stupid. It has a real big, to me, Bob Dylan cadence to it.
He can sing okay.
Very much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want me to say about fucking Billy Bob Thornton? He can sing okay. I've heard worse.
But he can't write a song. That's different.
I didn't say he was a great songwriter or just a great singer. I said he can sing. He's able to, I think.
But Jody, he's not really singing. He's like talking or something. He's not really singing to be able to tell whether he can sing or not.
Well, he's like fucking singing.
He's pulling a Bob Dylan.
He sings in that chorus, though.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Probably. Yeah. I really think that the Shania Twain song is way more offensive to me than the Billy Bob Thornton song.
It annoyed me more just right out of the fucking gate. It's very spastic and kind of but I'm also kind of old. This isn't for me. She shouldn't be doing this either.
No, she definitely shouldn't.
Yeah. Can I hear a second clip, please?
Yeah, I'm going to need another clip because I'm torn.
Hey.
That's good.
Somewhere in small town Ohio, headed out west to Arizona, cause the East Coast weather's too cold, easy come.
That's so much worse.
Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. I hate it so much.
But just to be fair, where is Billy Bob?
Yeah, Angelina. Watching angels as they dance in up above. Angelina, what's come between us? Could it be the magic and the mystery of love?
He really doesn't know how to rhyme words.
No.
It's funny that that drop, he mentions Tom Petty, because is that what he's going for there? Like, it sounds very like Tom Petty, Randy Newman, kind of somewhere in the middle that he's trying to do there. Angelina, hey, what are you good, baby? It's weird.
He sounds like Bob Dylan a little bit.
Maybe.
Well, his voice does, but that is like a Tom Petty ripoff.
Yeah, but the cadence thing, Tom Petty had a Bob Dylan thing, too. How old is Shania Twain now? Like, she's like 60 something, almost 70?
She's like early mid 50s. But for me, like, I'm comparing the two to, like, I'm doing the bar test.
No.
Just hear me out. Like, my biggest complaint with like music
bar
like
test
Shania's,
is tough on this.
I consider the Shania Twain song Woo Girl music, to where you put this on and you get a bunch of drunk bitches on the floor going, woo, woo. But at least with Billy Bob's, Teresa, like if it was playing in the background, I could tune it out.
These songs are played at two different bars, though.
Yeah.
That's why you can't do the bar test. These songs are played at two different kinds of bars.
He's got a point.
You line dance to the Shania Twain shit. You're chilling, sitting around drinking whiskey.
I don't know why this is up for debate, guys. Liddy in the cup should take
it. Yeah.
I'm with you guys. Like, I'm not voting against Shania.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put a toe in the water. Listen, my gut says Billy Bob Thornton is the worst song, but my fucking heart says Shania Twain is the worst song. And that's what I'm going to say. Shania Twain offended me out of the two. I'm sorry. They both suck. They both suck bad.
Out of those two, how does the Billy Bob Thornton song bad to you, though, compared to the Shania Twain song? It's not bad at all compared to the Shania Twain song.
Are you falling for Billy Bob Thornton?
No, I'm just saying comparably to the other song, it's not even anywhere close to being.
So you say, like, more, what are we even doing here? Like, Shania Twain wins hands down. We shouldn't be talking right. about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I say that. Teresa, what say you?
Yeah, I agree. Like my,
we're arguing a moot point. Like we all agree that Shania Twain should move on.
I love Billy Bob Thornton singing. I want to listen to more of it. Do you have more? This is like Bad Santa generation Billy Bob Thornton, I think, too. Like Gray yeah, going on top, is. Just full of snark and attitude. This is Bandits yep. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
Hell yeah, dude. I love it. I'm going to go listen to the rest of the album.
All right, so it's unanimous. Billy Bob is out.
Yep. Shania Twain, bitch. Put your dukes on.
Our next round is going to be 23 going up against 4.
Yep.
Ooh.
Corey Feldman song. Give me a Corey Feldman song, please, for the love of
tits. There are no more.
There are what? No more.
Oh, I thought he had two in here. The Dirty Diana song didn't make it?
No.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's good. Corey Feldman's a fucking retard, and I would have put him all the way through to the end of this goddamn show. You guys are sick, twisted individuals. You're like fucking throwing money at a little three-legged dog that like shits every time it barks. You guys are fucking mean, and you went there and you saw the guy. You should have put him out of his misery and stabbed him.
I love that three-legged shitting dog.
You guys should have hugged him, group hug style, put both your arms around, and just ripped his head off his body for his own goddamn dignity at this point. You're fucked up. That's what you are.
Then he could finally be with Michael in heaven.
Teresa, I watched the whole clip. I watched the video. I listened to the shit and I saw the pictures and I go, you guys are twisted motherfuckers. I get it, but you're bad people.
Okay. Riddle me this. Which is more unforgivable? Me getting my face licked by Jimmy Urine for mindless self-indulgence or them going to see Corey Feldman?
I mean, I don't even know who Jimmy Urine is. Like, he's probably, I don't know how many faces he licked. Corey Feldman needs to be put out of his misery. I think somebody should drag him behind a truck for a while just to give him a little more personality, paralyze him, do something to just put him over the board. Cause right now he's doing nothing for me, dude. I think I hate him.
Wow. Okay.
I like Friday the 13th, part 4, where he almost kills him a couple times. It's pretty great.
All right, moving on.
And fuck the Goonies. Stupid movie. The only reason you laugh at that is because of the retarded guy.
You know, that was makeup, right? He didn't really look like that.
He was like a football player. He probably was missing some brain cells, though.
He was.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. So, we have Blink-182 one more time going against Megan Trainor.
Blink-182 wins.
Made you look.
Spoke to you soon, Megan Trainor.
Does Megan Trainor still have the Mama song in here too?
No.
No.
No, that, unfortunately. That one got booted? No, that shit. One got booted. Really?
Yep.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either, Jody.
You didn't use your privilege pass on that one, Fish. You should have fucking dove for that one.
He doesn't get that privilege.
Sounds like next year you're gonna have to pull that one out, bud.
All right. So here is Blink-182 one more time.
From strangers into brothers, from brothers into strangers once again. We saw the whole world, but I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize my friends.
Yawn.
Yeah, I hate it.
All right. Well, this is going to perk you up. Here's Megan Trainor with Made You Look.
Yep, yep.
I could have my Gucci on.
Gucci on.
I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
Yeah, I look good in my Versace dress. But I'm hotter when my morning hair's a mess. But even with my hoodie on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
So, Jody, what are you thinking?
I like the Meghan Trainor song. Like my wife listens to it when she showers. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I was dancing around there, guys. My bad.
Red, what do you think?
I don't even know what to think. See, the Blink song still to me sounds like the Boxcar Racer song, which I happen to be fond of. I don't really like Blink-182. Some of their shit's okay. I don't like Meghan Trainor whatsoever. The littlest little piece of anything. I hate her, actually.
Doesn't matter how much you like her, hate Meghan Trainor.
I know. I'm just getting. I'm getting to something. Can you just hold on a minute?
No.
But just like the reason that the other Meghan Trainor song didn't move on is because, like Jody, you can dance to it. It's fucking, you know, it's got a little bit of a upbeat tempo to it that you can thrust to and shake your hips and get out of breath. Okay. What are we looking at here? A theme song for Blink 182 and I'm Hot, Look at Me. Is that what we're going with here?
Pretty much. Yeah. And she's not, for the record.
Right. I'm just, you know,
moot, irrelevant. It is, that's for any woman to sing in their mind. I'm the hot person today. I made you
question. Brandon, which song could you fuck to?
Mm-hmm. You asked the wrong person this question, I think.
Ask me,
Teresa. Me. Next, do me.
Okay, both of you.
I fucked to Meghan Trainor. I would kill myself if I had to fuck to the Blink-182 song. I couldn't do it. My wiener would be sad. I would be rock hard, and I would just be like,
it's two different scenarios. Like, you're hate fucking someone to Meghan Trainor. You're fucking someone at a funeral to Blink-182. That's what's going on there.
You know what? I'll agree with that. If I was going to fuck a dead body, I would listen to Blink-182 sing their song. That's where I'm at with it. Yeah. It's music you can fuck a corpse to. Blink 182.
So which one's more disappointing, you think?
Blink 182. They used to be cool. Now they're all sad and shit. Like, Meghan Trainor sucks. I get it. That song, it's hit or miss with her shit. I like All About That Bass. I fucking hate Meghan Trainor. It doesn't matter, like, my personal feelings about her. But in this case, I think those two songs together, the Blink 182 song bums me the fuck out. And the Meghan Trainor
song really does. And that's supposed to be a representation of what that band has become over the years. Like, they've gone from What's My Age Again to fucking sad, sappy bullshit. They talk about, like, airplanes falling out of the sky and shit.
Yeah. Can I make that point? This is kind of like when you ask somebody how they're doing and they just lay their shit on you. It's like, it's not my fault you guys haven't talked. You guys could have been making Blink 182 music for the last 20 goddamn years, but you didn't. That's your fault. Travis Barker's been around, you piece of shit. Like, he's just mad at feeling guilty and trying to fucking get some penance. No, fuck that. I think they deserve to be the worst song in this one because they're fucking, this is horse shit.
I agree. Blink 182 had the opportunity that they were coming back. And I mean, I think we've argued this point before that if you wanted to come back, why do this emo shit? Like, that's not even popular anymore. Like, you want to wow the old fans. You want to hit the nostalgia market. Do your old wacky Blink 182 shit. But this,
do fun this music. Is depressing. Nobody wants to listen to what is Blink 182 just bumming me the fuck out. No, I'm going to turn it off.
Well, it's an in memoriam song, basically. That's all it is. It's sad.
Did one of them die?
No. Travis almost died.
No. I think Alan nailed it. He says that cancer made Blink gay.
Somebody got the cancer?
Yeah, Mark Hoppus. He had something going on, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, audibly, the Blink song is way worse than the Meghan Trainor song.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
So okay, good. All in agreement. Shut.
Blink 182 to the fucking, that one's going to go far, guys. That song fucking sucks.
But we have to listen to it more than one time. Mm-hmm.
Good. You'll get reminded every time how much you hate it and it disappoints you, because that's what happens to me now. Every time I've heard it on the fucking qualifier and everything else, I just go, God damn it, I hate this song.
But the song's called One More Time, so we have to hear it more than one more time.
Yeah.
10 more times, all the way to the top, baby.
No, 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 no. No.
You never know.
Yeah, they take it to the house. We're going to call them Blink 180 Poo.
Yeah, they can Bruce Springsteen this shit.
Well, Brandon, I think we have one more matchup.
We got two.
Oh, we've got two. Okay.
Yeah, two more matchups.
So we got 6 going up against 20.
Okay, so 6 is Sandy Tom, I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, going against Messed, What's the Dillio?
Okay, great.
I don't think I remember this song.
All right, so here is Sandy Tom.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late to a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
All right, and here is Messed, What's the Dillio?
She's so fine, and I'm not giving up until she is mine. Still wanna be her boy, and I want her to be my girl. Because since I've met her, I've been in another world. She wants to fly.
Sandy Tom, easy peasy.
She annoys me more for sure. The other one's just like a nostalgia band. Like it just sounds all the 90s. I heard All Star or Smash Mouth and like all the 90s bands kind of crammed in there to that hodgepodge of shit. But the girl annoyed me a little more.
Yeah.
And we can't really forgive the whole fact that she's singing about hippies and she's talking about being punk rock the entire time.
Right.
Yeah. She's talking out of her ass and she's trying to make some weird anthem and it doesn't work.
Yeah. This song also made shitty song of the week history. Let's not forget. I feel like that should count for something.
Yes.
Right.
Here's the part that should count. If you're going to do an acapella, whatever the fuck, like you don't have to do that. You better be able to sing really good if you're going to go just steal, you know, be on a stage by yourself with a guitar. You could have had more instruments.
Egg shaker.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like that was a personal preference. She could have added way more stuff and it could have been cool.
I think we're in agreement. Sandy Tom moves on.
It's acoustic, not a cappella. Kiss my ass, Michael.
Bye, Messed. That was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
That song was okay. I would listen to that again.
You're crazy. It's fucking retarded. That's got like the most simplistic lyrics I've ever been brought to the show. And the solo is mediocre at best. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised that one should have gone on a little further, but it is not. It's not as bad as Sandy Tom.
Do you want to use your fucking little secret pass?
No, I agree with you guys. I'm just shocked that I thought that one would have gone up against something else and moved on.
Well, in my case, I like the pop punk, bubblegum punk aspect of it. That throws me off a little bit, I think. Just because I like punk and it's a version of it. And I used to have a thing for Newfound Glory and you know what I mean? The whole pop bubblegum punk.
Sure. Right. You got into
No, that's not the same shit.
Sounds like
so it. It has a pleasing thing to my ear. The Sandy Tom thing. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. All right.
Well, I guess it's moving on.
Yep.
Made history. Why wouldn't it go on a little further? Exactly. It's going to get to the Elite Eight, I bet.
Yeah, we both brought it to the same damn episode.
Yeah, that's notable. That's a terrible
unbeknownst
song.
To one another.
Absolutely.
It's the chosen one.
Well, we better hope that it doesn't come down to a battle of the polls with that song, because it's the only one that's got 100% of the vote.
Damn, you're not wrong.
All right, so we got one more matchup before we move on to the second round.
Yeah.
And that is going to be 12 against 17.
All right, so this is Blood on the Dance Floor, Unforgiven, going against All Saints, Under the Bridge.
Oh, this is a no fucking brainer.
All right, so here is Blood on the Dance Floor, Unforgiven.
You got your secrets locked inside, you got them hidden so well. I'm gonna break down all your walls and find out what you will tell. I know you think you coined the slogan of the master disguise. Look up right through into the bullshit, I see all of your lies. I draw my scar, you change your card, you dug a hole in my
All right. Here's All
Okay,
Saints.
Okay, you'll take a breath.
Under the Bridge.
I think that one hurt Mike. All right, what are you thinking, Red?
Well, on principle, covers don't make it.
Sure. Put that aside, though.
Well,
I have an argument.
You can't use that argument for every fucking cover song.
I'm the one who invented the fucking cover song, so let me speak on this, Fish. I have a thought just now. The reason why you hate that song, the cover song, is because you know the original song.
Sure.
So if you go just for a moment, I know this is a hard fucking thing to grasp because I can barely do it myself, but if you fucking take Under the Bridge out of your memory, like you never heard it from the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers, you're a young person, and this is the first time you've heard that song. You don't know it's a cover. It's just those bitches singing the song like TLC or whatever the fuck they're trying to do. I don't think it's as offensive as the other song.
I
don't like cover songs. You know what I'm saying? Like in this moment,
Blood on the Dance Floor is way worse.
I think Blood on the Dance Floor is worse, but mainly because like it's a terrible cover. It belongs on Shit Blankets, but at the end of the day, they did a better job than Blood on the Dance Floor guy. That whole thing was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I expect Blood on the Dance Floor to go far in this competition.
Is it the Michael Jackson song, Blood on the Dance Floor? Is that a cover too? Is this cover versus cover, you cunts?
No, no.
Okay, no, that's an original.
Mike's gaslighting me. I'm going to stop reading the chat, Michael Moore, you bastard.
Well, I mean, it fits the bill. Covers don't make it, and the Blood on the Dance Floor song is worse. So, I guess.
But not for just throwing it out there like it's a cover, it doesn't belong here. I'm saying in this case, the other song's worse because.
Well, obviously.
I didn't think that was a terrible performance. It's just a bad cover of fucking the Chili Peppers song.
Well, yeah, because admittedly, if you knew nothing of the original song, like, yeah, it's just a typical R&B song. But
yeah. Sing Killing Me Softly. Don't do a cover of this bullshit. Do that. And then it will sound better, more normal. It's just not a very good cover of Chili Peppers. Don't do that.
No. Yeah, Blood on the Dance Floor. It's too much. It's too noisy. And it's
too whiny.
That too.
It's a lot. It hurt my ears.
All right. So that means All Saints is out.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So I think we're down to our final 12.
Yes, sir.